You're listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management, a discussion with industry leaders about how they persevere in uncertain times. Now, here's your host, Gary Shorman.
Hi, and welcome to Forward Ever. I have a guest that is just a wonderful part of our Hays community, and being on the show actually came from a recommendation of one of our listeners out there, and somebody that you've woken up with for a long time. And his name is Mike Cooper on the morning show, and probably is in many people's minds in our part of the world. He is the voice of Hays. Mike, good to have you on our program.
Gary, thanks for the invite.
It's fun to have you here because I, like others, woke up hearing Mike Cooper on the radio for many years. And you were on, we were talking about this, you were on the air for 43 years. And do you ever miss not getting up at, what, 4 a.m?
On rare occasions, very rare occasions.
So what's the world look like for Mike and Donna Cooper right now? What are you guys up to?
Well, Donna is a regular at the Hays Med Center for Health Improvement with Achi, water aerobics, stationary bike, and weight machines on a daily basis.
And you're not out there? You're not out with them?
I just look on in awe and think, there, but for the grace of God. No, actually, the dog and I have our little routine, but it's not nearly as involved as Donna's is. But she has really been able to remain very healthy with the regular weekly, daily visits to the Center for Health Improvement at Hays Med.
Well, this program, it started during COVID. Bob Schmidt, good friend of both of ours, always talked about looking forward and forward ever. And so this program started during COVID, where we talked about forward ever, leading through challenging times. And certainly the COVID era, for lack of a better term, was a challenging time. What did you guys do during COVID? Because you'd retired at that point. What did you do during the COVID era?
Well, basically was able to catch up on quite a bit of reading that I had not had time for. And of course, the daily outings with our little dog, Katie, that we usually try to catch a mile every day in the mornings. And going back and doing some of the listening to some tapes and records that I had not had a chance to listen to. And attend a coffee session with a group of guys at our First United Methodist Church. And I hate to be a bore on your program, Gary, but that's about the size of it.
Well, there were a lot of us that did the catching up. And you talk about books that you wanted to read. I think there were a lot of us that really, I don't say envy that time again, but you had time to maybe do some things that, because you couldn't go here, you couldn't go there, you couldn't do all these other things, but you had time to really focus on those things that you wanted to do. Were there any special books you read?
No, not really. Just everything, basically. And I also like to read opinion columns online. I like the columns that are from the New York Times, Washington Post, The Atlantic, Mother Jones, some of those, some of the pocket things. There are a lot of TED Talks that are interesting, too, if you haven't explored those.
Yeah, you know, that does sound good. Well, one of the things I know when people got up every morning, we're going to talk about what's next a little bit later on. But going back and through your radio career, you work with some of the best broadcasters, not only in the state, but in the country. And if I say some names and talk, will you kind of think about, you know, what you remember them or maybe a memory from them? So if I say a name like Bob Davis, what does that bring to your mind?
Well, I'm glad you're using the names, because I would hate to be put on the spot to try to remember those years, because there were so many, like you say, not only announcers like Bob, but managers, that type of thing. But of course, with Bob, that one really goes back quite a ways, because I had been at the station for a few years, I guess. And we had a sports director, Keith Cummings, who went to University of Wisconsin to do their broadcast. So we had an opening in sports. And at that time, some auditions went out, or pleas for audition tapes and such. And we get this audition tape from Bob Davis. And Bob Churchill was the manager at the time. So Church, as we used to call him, called me in to listen to this audition tape of Bob Davis. And so we listen. And at that time, we were looking for a sports announcer, but also at that time, we were sharing time with the television station, which was KAYS Television back then. Mm-hmm. And that person would have been responsible also for doing some television work, which brought manager of the television station, Bernie Brown, into the mix to approve as well. So by the time all this auditioning took place, it was decided that, well, let's give this guy 3 months and see how it goes. And that's how it went. The rest, as they say, is history.
Well, you were fun on the air. You were on the air with him as well. Any tidbits of yours? Say, Bob Davis, this is what I remember about him.
It was, we used to do what we called the Monday morning quarterback. And every time he was on, it was a hilarious bit. His humor is amazing. And unfortunately, with his play-by-play, of course, either for the Royals or with KU or with any of our local sports teams, it was difficult for this to come out. But when we would do the Monday thing, which would be 45 minutes or so, it had an opportunity for this humor of his to come out, and it really did. And I would wind up laughing every time he showed up.
That's fun. Well, because you had some others that were sort of, I'll say, co-host. You were always the host. You were the big dog in the room, but other people showed up to be on your show. Guys like Steve Webster, what does that bring to mind?
Now, Steve was a great sportscaster, too, and, of course, went on to KBGB in Great Bend. And Steve also was somebody who really, I think, probably mentored Gerard Welbrock from the standpoint of play-by-play. And I can remember when Gerard reran one of the older Fort Hays football games on the air that he and Steve were doing. Steve was actually the play-by-play man, and Gerard was the color man. Really entertaining to listen to.
Yeah, you did several sports guys. Wyatt Thompson was another one that showed up on your program.
I don't know how it happens, but a little 1,000-watt station in Northwest Kansas attracted some of the biggest names in sports casting that the state and even the nation has had come through the doors. It's been really amazing.
Yeah, let's go down the hallway a little bit. If I use it's just some other people from down the hallway, Janet Hayes, no longer with us, but she was a big figure in the building, even though her job position may have not said that, but she was.
Janet, for the most part, saw that the checks were signed. That was a very important part of the overall operation as far as we were concerned.
Yeah, it was. And of course, Bob Schmidt. What do you recall from Bob? Because he was on the air early on. I wasn't around when that happened, but I know he was on the air early on and at times showed up as well on different things. What's your memory of him?
Oh, my goodness. So many. He was somebody who was an excellent manager from the standpoint of people, but at the same time had an expectation of people around him doing the best they could and making sure that the product and the quality was there. And Bob had, of course, in the community, an outstanding presence. And it was just somebody that really set the tone for the entire operation with his leadership. It was really incredible to know Bob and to be able to work for him. And of course, when he set up the employee ESOP program, it really told the rest of us that Bob had our interests in mind.
And that sure was one of those things that just really turned the corner for our company in a sense of the employee ownership model. I know you played a role in that. In fact, I just saw a video that you had done not too long ago, and it's still out there for our new employee owners to see what that means. So, Mike, I'm going to take a break here, but coming back, I want to ask you if there's one or two things in the 43 years that stand out of those things that made local broadcasting important that you remember. I'm going to talk about that, and then we're also going to talk about what the Coopers are doing next. I'm with Mike Cooper on Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, back after this.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard, and well beyond, and those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Worth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.
Our guest today, Mike Cooper, who is probably still the voice of Hayes. For many people that listened over the 43 years or a good part of that on the radio, KAYS Radio, 1,000 watts that owned the town back in the day. And Mike, it's good to have you on our program today. Share the stories. And I went into the break saying, hey, I want to ask, is there one thing or two things over your career that stand out? Because local radio is so important to our community. What stands out in your mind during your career?
Well, when we were talking about that, I did kind of reflect a little bit, but gosh, there were so many things that really stand out. The Sidewalk Bazaar is where we broadcast live. Mm-hmm. We were able to have the opening of the new Beat Schmidt Performing Arts Center. And let's see. We opened the brand new Bank of Hayes building with a broadcast. There were many different things like that that happened in the community. Businesses, of course, that would open and other community events that took place. The county fairs, those type of things really stand out.
Did you ever keep track of how many times you did a live broadcast out away from the studio? Because the studio, you can kind of add up the number of days, number of years. You did a ton of radio in the morning. But how many live broadcasts? Any idea?
No.
It has to be in the thousands.
No real idea, I guess. I'm just thinking that, Fort Hays State University parades that we used to do live. So many things like that that really are local and what radio did best.
Mike, what are you and Don up to? What are your plans? We're coming out of COVID, but it's out there. We know that. We have friends there and have experience there with COVID. So we're not out of the COVID woods yet, but it seems to be more manageable. As we go through this, do you guys have any future plans of things that you and Donna want to do?
Not really, I don't think.
You're not going to run for politics or a public office or anything?
No, I think we'll leave that to Ed Hammond.
I am so pleased to have you on the program today and be able to talk about what you're doing. I know this program will bring back memories, and I know there's other names out there that we could go down the list and talk about. So those of you that are out there listening, think about those names. Think about your memories with that, because it does bring back really a great time during the Hays community, whether it be all of the things you talked about, Mike, the severe weather, the news things. I had a chance to talk to Toby Doherty the other day, and we were talking about that water project.
Uh-huh.
And boy, that was a big thing, but that was back in the 90s, and it's hard to believe how fast that time can go by.
Oh, no kidding. And, you know, so many people. One of the people that I certainly wanted to mention was one of the managers of what was then KAYS and KHAZ, and that's Joe Engel. Mm-hmm. Who was very formative in my development throughout my years at Eagle Radio as well.
Yeah, there were people, and as we went through that time, people that just made a difference. And I think that's also made a difference for our company and made a difference when you were on the radio as well. So, Mike, thanks for taking a few minutes here to talk to me about this, to share with the audience that we have out there. And I wish you and Donna the very best as you move forward in your future.
Before we go, if I could, Gary, Donna had one comment she wanted to make.
Well, we want to hear it, because if Donna wants to make a comment, we want to hear it.
The comment was, boy, Gary sure is smooth.
I learned from you, my friend. I learned from you. So it's fun, you know, and I look back at the programs I get and the people. It's not the programs. It's the people you get to talk to. You mentioned Bob Davis earlier. I had a chance to talk to Bob Davis on the same program. And you just leave that program laughing.
Yeah.
Because he is a funny person, and much like you, has just a depth of experience and a way to say things. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, I wish I could say things the way Mike Cooper could say things, or be as funny as Bob Davis. So you see that, and I know you interviewed hundreds, if not thousands, of people over your years, whether it be in the studio or be over remote or be with a microphone out on Main Street. I think the people part of this business is the most fun.
Well, you know, back in the day, this young fella who I believe was the manager of the radio station in Kearney, when Bob Templeton and I took a trip up there, it had just been purchased by Schmidt and the Eagle Company. And this young manager's name was Gary Shorman. And on the trip back from, I believe it was Kearney, where we were.
It's close. It was North Platte.
But North Platte, Yeah, North Platte. On the way back, one of us, Bob Templeton or me, said, you know, I think this guy's going to do all right.
Well, thanks for that compliment. That was a few years ago, Mike, but we've shared so many things and so common things with people and projects. You were not only great for KYS, but been a great voice for not only our company, but our community, and appreciate that so much. So you and Donna take care. Be sure and tell her hello. And you guys just do well. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Gary.
Our guest today, Mike Cooper, 43 years on the radio, KYS, the voice of Hays, and still the voice of Hays for many of us. Hope you had a great day today and enjoyed listening to the program. I'm Gary Shorman. Program's brought to you by Worth Wealth Management. Thanks for listening.
Challenging times are when experience matters. We allow our clients to live with confidence. Long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management. Enhancing lives and strengthening families.